Randy, how are you?
Good morning, Tony.
How long have you been a bus inspector?
Well, I'm not actually a bus inspector. I'm the assistant division commander for Traffic Safety Division here at Michigan State Police. And I've been with the state police about 25 years now. When I first started my career, as a uniform officer, I did perform school bus inspections. But in my current capacity, I'm really administratively responsible for the school bus program at this time.
All right. So there are four bus inspectors for the state of Michigan?
Correct. At the end of the month, we will be down to four vehicle safety inspectors. Those are non-uniform positions. Those four gentlemen currently are certified mechanics, and that is their full-time job, going to each school to perform 196 point inspection on the black and yellow buses.
How in the world can four people cover a whole state?
Well, they're not going to be able to cover a whole state. In the last fiscal year, we were appropriated $1.4 million to perform school bus inspections. And we had between 9 and 11 full-time vehicle safety inspectors and two part-time motor carrier officers in the Upper Peninsula. And that group of individuals did about 18,000 school bus inspections in the school year 2009-2010.
So there are school buses who that will not be inspected then?
Correct. The current plan that we have in place to stay within our budget, there will be some buses that we will not be able to get to this year. What we're going to concentrate on is those schools who've had a history of violations, and we're going to work on those with the poorest passing rate and then move up the ladder until we get to those schools that were 100% in compliance.
By law, are schools required to inspect their own buses?
Well, by law, everybody needs to be responsible for the vehicle they operate. Every day you go out by Michigan law, the Motor Vehicle Code, you need to make sure your vehicle's is well-maintained and that it is being operated in a safe manner.
How many school buses are there in the state?
I think last year we did around 17,200, roughly, school buses inspections.
Well, but that was only a portion of how many school buses there are, correct?
No, that's pretty much the total fleet
that's all of them?
Out there.
Okay.
Some of those include. There are some new buses. That's the other thing that we will continue to do this year is schools are unable to accept delivery by law of a new school bus until such time it receives a state inspection. So that's one of the areas that we're going to concentrate on also, so that the school bus distributors are able to make the deliveries to stay in business and get receipt for the transaction of purchasing a new school bus.
So if you did more than 17,000 inspections last year, how many do you expect for 2011?
We should be able to accomplish between 6,000 and 8,000.
Okay. Say your department is eliminated. Would school districts be able to train mechanics to do the job that you currently do?
Well, each school, not every school has a mechanic, and that's part of the problem or going to be some of the concern. But each school that does have a mechanic or a transportation supervisor should be very familiar with the inspection process. And when they get a day or two notice before we're there, they should be going through their buses in the same criteria, same manner that we do to ensure that they get the best possible rating at the time of the inspections. So, yes, they should be able to meet the same standards that we do.
How much does experience count with that? Because the bus inspectors that you have obviously have been on the job. They've been doing it. These mechanics, where they do repair the vehicles and they do their own inspections, how long would it take them to be up to speed with an inspector that currently works for the state police?
Well, the people that we hire may or may not have school bus experience or school bus inspection experience. So our process is a little longer than probably that of training a fully certified school bus mechanic. We usually spend about 4 to 6 weeks with our employee to ensure they understand the culture of the state police and understand the inspection process in the paperwork, in the commitment that's behind the job when we bring somebody new on.
Well, Randy, there are some legislators that say that that $1.4 million could go elsewhere to save the state some money. What's your thoughts on your department being eliminated?
Well, that's what we hire elected officials for, and if that's their decision to reduce our appropriation down to $421,000, then my position or my duties is to ensure that I live within my budget and at the same time make sure that I can deliver a program that ensures that our people, our students, pupils are being transported in the safest manner possible.
If your budget is cut that much, can you ensure that?
We're going to do the best we can.
Let's talk about the inspection, if we can. What was the point for that? How many points of inspection are there?
There's roughly in the upper 100s, 190, 195, somewhere in there. It's a very comprehensive, top to bottom, inside and out, lights, chassis, brakes, rust, body paint, seat foam, seat attachments. We also look at the in the driver's seat, we'll take a look and make sure all the indicator lights are working, all the gauges are working that are appropriate, so that the operator of the bus has a full picture of how good or if there's a mechanical issue that's about to occur, so that they can get it off the road or take some action before it becomes a traffic hazard.
And they have to get that repaired right away before they can put the bus back out on the road.
Well, there's two conditions. If there's actually three things that could happen at a school bus inspection. The inspector could go through the bus and determine that it meets 100%